Buying or selling your home? Real Estate for Life can connect you with a pro-life real estate agent. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 65% to Catholic Answers. Learn more at realestateforlife.org. Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. Thanks so much for being here with us on this Thursday afternoon, or maybe Thursday evening where you are, maybe even Friday morning where you are. As we like to say, wherever you are, we're awful happy you're here with us. We love talking about Jesus. We love talking about the Catholic Church. If you want to talk about Jesus, the Catholic Church, or anything else having to do with the life of faith, you are welcome to call, because it's Ask Me Anything, both hours today. 888-318-7884 is the number. 888-318-7884. You got a question about the sacraments. You got a question about the Bible. You got a question about the moral life. You don't have to be Catholic to call. If you just want to talk about these things, we'd like to have that conversation with you. 888-318-7884. Both hours, we have Tim Staples here with us. And both hours, we will take the call, any call that comes asking about the faith. I, however, am not going to be giving out this number a lot. So if you're thinking, oh, I want to call and talk with Tim Staples, I got a question for him, then jot the number down, because you're going to need it. 888-318-7884. Of course, the reason I'm not going to be giving out that number is I have to spend a good amount of time today giving out a different number. This is the last day of our quarterly pledge drive. Each quarter, we come to you to ask you to help us to continue to produce this program and the other programs we make in this studio over the course of the next 3 months. It costs us $225,000 to do that. What we get for that is lots of very high-quality material, hours and hours and hours of programming, of clips, of social media, of all that, to help people to learn about Jesus and his church. And we think that's pretty good value for the money. 888-291-8000 is the number that you can call to make your pledge. 888-291-8000. You can also go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Tim Staples chomping at the bit to talk with you about this pledge drive, because you know Tim's I think Tim and I both share this quality. We both think it's worth it that we should talk about the faith.
Amen,
on the air.
Brother.
But Tim just has that feeling with more energy than I can muster. 888-291-8000. Tim, I'll tell you what. I'm going to tell him one more thing before I get you on here, and that is this. Our policy here basically is, and this is a policy that's been well learned because it has always worked. 27 years we've been coming to you to ask you to support this show. 27 years we've been growing every year, finding new parts of the world to be in, mostly because people get this show for free and put it on whatever outlet they have. And the thing that we have learned is to tell you, our partners, what we need.
Amen.
And you always come through for us. And I want to give you evidence of that. The last 2 days we said we need 200 callers each day. And I'm telling you, we ended each day with the first day it was exactly 200 callers. I think the second day it was maybe 203, 204 at 5 p.m. when we ended here in Southern California. That's what we had. So I'm going to tell you what we need today. To be on track for our funding, we need $100,000 in the next 2 hours. I just figured I'll just tell you the money number, not a number of calls, not anything. Just tell you the number. We need $100,000 in the next 2 hours. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. Not a single call yet today. So I probably haven't given out the number enough. Could you please help us? We're $100,000 away from being funded for the next 3 months. 888-291-8000. A lot more than 100,000 people out there listening. So it doesn't have to be a large amount. Any amount is going to help. But if a few would come in with that large amount, that would really help. 888-291-8000.
And don't we have a little bonus on top of that?
We do. We do, Tim. All right. So here's how it works. We've got $40,000. You know, there were donors that gave us money to match if we reached a certain number of calls the last 2 days. Today, we have $40,000. That's a bonus if we can reach the $100,000 at the end of the 2 hours. And I have some good news in that regard. But
yes.
So essentially, if we raise $100,000, it'll be $140,000
exactly
in the next 2 hours.
Exactly. And folks, we really do need everybody. I know $100,000, that sounds like a lot of money. You know why? Because it is.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money to raise in 2 hours. But folks, we need your help. You know us here at Catholic Answers. We bring you Catholic Answers 24/7. That's what we do. We only come to you 4 times a year to ask for your help. And folks, we really need your help right now at 888-291-8000. And this time, it's really going to take all of us. We need every donor, every person. And I know, I said this 2 days ago on Tuesday, and I know that folks are hurting out there, because I told y'all on Tuesday, the Staples family is hurting, man. I know. We have 6 kids still in the house. You know, my oldest son has moved out, and my second oldest now is getting to that age, so I'm kind of, get out. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding, folks. But you know what? Feeding 6 kids, we still have 6 in the house. I mean, it's incredible. And we understand, folks, that people are hurting. And I know, because we get notes from folks saying, man, I would love to give, but we just can't.
Yeah.
And man, you know what? If you're hurting, we understand. We ask for your prayers. But if you can, folks, you really need to double up right now. Help those who want to give and can't. Call 888-291-8000. There are some of you out there that could give that $20,000 gift that we've been asking for, and this whole building will erupt in cheers if you can be that caller to give that $20,000 gift at 888-291-8000. And I know we've got some $10,000 givers out there right now, 888-291-8000. We need some $5,000, and praise God, we've had a couple of $5,000 givers. We need a couple of more right now, some $2,000 givers and some $1,000 givers. But folks, I have to tell you, our bread and butter, it always has been, always will be, those monthly donors. If you can give $10 a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, and again, for those who can, maybe you've been given at a level of $10 a month. How about let's double it to 20? Or if you're giving at 25, let's double it to $50 a month, or maybe an extra $10 a month. We need everybody now. Those $100 a month givers are bread and butter, my friends. Please pick up the phone at 888-291-8000. Or remember, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and pledge. And each pledge there is a just like a distinct call, right? CatholicAnswersRadio.com, and you don't have to wait in line. Or you can text Catholic to 24365. And I've got to say this, folks, especially now, given the state of affairs, oh my goodness, we have a culture that is imploding. We have a Western world that is imploding, and beyond now, of course, we in the West have poisoned the East pretty well, as you know, when it comes to pornography and every other kind of,
I know,
when you know, homosexual so-called marriage that is not that. And to think about the brutality of transgenderism, people being mutilated, and especially children. We have an important election coming up here, folks. And yes, Catholics, you need to vote, man, and vote for life. And people say, well, what if both candidates are? Vote for the one who will do the least amount of harm and will do the most good. That's who you vote for. And I know some people say, you know, I just can't in my conscience vote for either one when you have two that are so radically pro-abortion. And I get that. But it's virtually never the case. I found, Cy, that you can always find one of the two has some aspect of the life issues where they are.
Yeah.
They are distinctively more pro-life. But the bottom line is this, my friends. Yes, we need to be involved politically. The Catechism of the Catholic Church tells us in Section 2246, it's part of the essential mission of the Catholic Church to speak to matters political whenever the salvation of souls or the essential dignity of man requires it. And so absolutely, we need to be involved politically. Vote for life, my friends, absolutely. But guess what? Ultimately, what's going to transform this culture is not an election in November, but it's the gospel of Jesus Christ That is the only thing that will transform this culture from the inside out. That's what we're about here at Catholic Answers, bringing people to Jesus, having their minds renewed in Jesus Christ transforms everything. Folks, can you help us now? We need your help. We've got 12 agents that are just waiting for you right now to call at 888-291-8000. Get on board with us, and I will guarantee you on Judgment Day, you won't be sorry that you helped to bring souls to Jesus Christ.
888-291-8000. I'm going to go to Zach in Iowa and get your question answered, Zach. But hang on a quick second, Zach. I got to just give a little piece of news. We decided to just let our listeners know we needed $100,000 today. If we could raise $100,000 by the end of our second hour, then that would we have a donor that will give us $40,000 as a bonus. Well, as we're getting ready to go on the air, we realized that in the hours, or maybe even in the single hour right before the beginning of the show, we're already $12,000 into that.
Ooh.
So we've had one person gave $5,000 right
Beautiful.
Before the show, and then some other donors. And so right now we've got 2 hours basically to raise $88,000. 888-291-8000. Please help us.
Isn't that something? How that $100,000 seemed like so far away.
Yeah,
but now $88,000. We can do this, folks.
888-291-8000. Zach in Iowa, thank you for hanging on, watching on YouTube. Zach, go ahead with your question for Tim Staples.
Okay. This is also another question that was inspired by Ray the Harvest, which, little disclaimer, I said that he analyzes religion and from an academic perspective. I meant to say a Christian denominations and I'm just saying that because I really respect the guy.
Zach, that's fine. Yeah.
But it brought to mind as, like, specifically finding out a whole bunch of Jehovah's Witnesses stuff. Like, for instance, and so, like, I believe Jesus was originally Mike the Archangel. And also they absolutely discourage their followers reading the Bible by themselves or in small groups. It has to be in major groups. Otherwise, it encourages religious critical thinking on their own, and then that's immediately driven away from the church. Well, so obviously, I believe that does fall under, like, a proper definition of cult these days. So, it's like, my question is, how do you handle, like, say, when Jehovah's Witness stops by your door, if you can't really respect the religion and you know it's that corrupt?
Okay. Right. Okay, Zach. Right.
Great question, Zach. And I tell you, I believe that the best way to reach any religion or even someone who is an atheist is to find common ground. And you know what? You always can. I mean, even with an atheist, I have found you can begin somewhere, usually at the point of they believe in right and wrong. Now, of course, they may be extreme relativists, so you might have to back up there and demonstrate that there is right and wrong. But the best way to begin is to begin with what you agree with them. And you can, you know, sort of praise the Jehovah's Witness at the door for their evangelistic zeal. That's something, boy, do we agree with. You know, they believe that they need to evangelize. It's at the core of their religion. Well, guess what? So it is with ours. In fact, the Catechism of the Catholic Church tells us that the Catholic Church is missionary by nature. From the very beginning, Jesus said, go, right? The reason why Pope Francis just elevated he kind of lowered the DDF, or the Dicastery for the Doctrine of Faith, to a second rung or second place in the hierarchy of the Roman Curia, and he put the Department for Dicastery for Evangelization number one. Why? Because that's what we're about. So you can start with something like that. Man, you guys are awesome. And you also have no doubt a central focus on Jesus Christ, and we do as well. You believe Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world, and so do we. And if you spend a little time, I've done this, believe me, brother, in my experience, If you start a conversation and you begin with what you agree with, what happens is there's a camaraderie that starts to happen, right? There's a little bit. Now, these folks have been taught, you know, very, very sternly that we are outside of the kingdom and in a sense we're the enemy and we're blinded and all of that. But you can break through that, at least to some degree, with what you agree on. And then, of course, you can get to the person of Jesus Christ. And I find that is a good end, because when I praise them for their evangelistic zeal and then for the centrality of Jesus Christ in their teaching, that leads to, but you know what? Here, I found something, right? And you mentioned all Jehovah's Witnesses understand. I find most of them. Now, there are some at the door who may not know this, but most of them know that they indeed teach that Jesus Christ was the archangel Michael, right? And so that can be a great way to segue into, well, who is Jesus Christ? And you say, you know, it's kind of strange to me knowing that the Watchtower teaches that Jesus Christ was the archangel Michael. Gosh, I struggle with that, because Hebrews chapter 1, the whole chapter is about how Jesus is superior to the angels, right? In fact, in verse 5, he says, or in verse 4, having become as much superior to angels as the name he has obtained as is more excellent than theirs. He's so much superior to the angels. And then in verse 5, for to what angel did God ever say, thou art my son, today I've begotten thee, right? And on down the list he goes. In verse 8, he calls the Son of God the Creator, right? Quoting the Psalms. And in verse 10, he says of Jesus, thou, Lord, didst found the earth in the beginning, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. They will perish, but thou remainest, right? And on we go. There's your in, and all of a sudden now you're talking about who Jesus Christ is, and it's off to the races. Now, don't expect, you know, an immediate sort of conversion. You plant seeds. That's all you can do. Take them to, you know, Titus 2:13, we're awaiting the manifestation of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. There you have clearly Jesus being revealed to be God, and not just God, but the great God and our Savior, and on and on. That would be my recommendation, brother. God bless you, and if you need help, we've got it at www.catholic.com, just catholic.com, and you type in Jehovah's Witnesses, and you are going to get a boatload of information at Catholic.com. And guess what, folks? That's why we need your help right now. We've only got 2 active callers. We've got 16 agents waiting for your call. We just got some more agents on the line for you. We have 18 now. So please, folks, I don't want you to get over sort of confident, because we shared that $12,000 that came in shortly before the broadcast. We've still got $85,000-$86,000 to go, folks, to get that $40,000 gift. Okay, folks? So please, we need that $20,000 gift right now. I know there's somebody that can do it. We need that $10,000 gift. We need a couple more $5,000 gifts, some $2,000 gifts, some $1,000 gifts. And please, those monthly givers, folks, if you only knew, you monthly givers that give us that $25 a month, $50 a month, that's how we can know this we have coming in over the rest of the year that is so helpful for us. Would you call now at 888-291-8000? Or remember, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text Catholic to 24365.
So $86,388 to go. That's what we need by the end of these 2 hours to get the $40,000 bonus that a donor has offered us to kind of help move and inspire the giving. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. 888-291-8000. It's doable. We have done that amount on the last day before. There are a lot of folks listening, but as I think we've made clear over the last few days, it's though there are thousands and thousands of people, over the course of the next quarter, millions who will benefit directly and indirectly from this program, it's a few hundred who support it. So if you are, as Tim said, especially blessed and you are able to make those larger gifts, if you can help us work down that $86,388 that we currently have to raise over the course of these 2 hours of this program, please pick up the phone and call 888-291-8000 is the number to call to give, 888-291-8000. I am not going to let Tim rest. We're going to just keep
Let's
going back to the phones and answering, letting him answer questions. But I'll tell you right now, 13 lines open. Can we get some of those filled up while Tim is answering this question? 888-291-8000. Andrew's in Los Angeles listening on our website, Catholic.com. Hello, Andrew. No, Andrew?
Hi, Shai.
Oh, hey.
I'm looking forward to seeing your new episode of One-on-One with Tim Staples.
Oh, yes.
Fantastic.
Okay. That's another thing that our donors make possible, that One-on-One with Tim Staples. Yeah. Thank you, Andrew.
I wanted to know, just how is it that you are able to memorize all of these Bible verses and catechism paragraphs off the top of your head?
Well, when I was a child, you're asking Tim how he memorizes them.
Yes. Well, you know what? I have to give credit to Pastor Eugene Foreman, my pastor, at Boulevard Baptist Church back when I was 8 years old, because in that little community that I was raised in, there was huge emphasis on memorizing scripture, memorizing the books of the Bible, memorizing whole text. We would like memorize the whole 23rd Psalm and whole sections of especially Romans. You know, you memorize Romans Road from Romans 3 to Romans 6 to Romans 10. It's called Romans Road, all the scripture verses pertinent to salvation. And those kinds of things, when you're a child, and I tell you, the Baltimore Catechism was onto something with that memorizing. It wasn't so much Bible verses as it was the truths of the Catholic faith. And that is huge. I recommend throwing in some Bible verses with that to help it out there. But what happens is, when you get formed that way to memorize scripture, it's the way I read the scriptures. And in fact, you know, I believe it's Pope St. Paul VI, in his monumental document on evangelism, I think the best ever written, Evangelii Nuntiandi, he talks about how when we read the scriptures, we should be thinking about how these texts apply to evangelization, right? How do these texts apply to us defending the faith? I think that is awesome. And he's a pope, by the way, okay? And so it wasn't just Baptists. It was Pope, you know, St. Paul VI that encourages us to do that. And so what I found is that's the way I learned the faith. And so as I grew, and then I left the faith when I came back, it's kind of the way I read scripture. I'm always thinking of texts as I'm reading them, just as Paul VI said, of, yeah, that applies here. And then here's the kicker, brother. It's when you then apply them in conversation. Now, I do this every day at Catholic Answers, right? I'm constantly answering emails, answering people's questions, writing articles, books, and whatnot. You plug in those texts, making arguments, giving people what St. Peter tells us in 1 Peter 3:15, right? Sanctify the Lord God in your hearts always, and be ready to give everyone a reason for the hope that lies within you. When you're giving people those reasons for the hope we have, that's how they stick in your head. I find it's just like with love. You can read 10,000 books about love, but you don't know anything about love till you love somebody. You act in love. In the same way with the faith, we can read and try to memorize, but I find it's when we give them away, when we're sharing the texts, and maybe you have to look it up real quick. Okay, here, brother, here's Romans chapter 3, verse 23. Let's talk about it. It sticks in your head. That's what I recommend, brother. And thanks so much for your call. I don't have those sort of mnemonic devices, you know, where I memorize stuff. And those are great too, but I don't use that. It really is, for me, repetition. Repetition is the mother of all learning. You keep reading it over and over. And that's another thing, brother. I never go a day without reading scripture. Right. I mean, extremely rare that I would go a whole day without reading scripture. I love scripture. I love reading it. And when you read it again and again, it sticks as well. And having said that, Cy Kellett, I'm looking down and seeing way too many open lines. Folks, you know what? Can you help us out right now? Because we, I'm afraid, are falling a bit behind on our goal here. We need to raise that $100,000 in these 2 hours today, and we need your help. We got off to a good start, but we're kind of dying right now. We only have one active caller. Can you help us out? Folks, let me tell you, we help. And Cy, I know we're going to have a testimony here in a little bit, but I just believe if folks could see the numbers of letters we get, emails, texts, the personal contact when we go out and speak and people come up to us and say, man, I am Catholic today because of Catholic Answers Live. I am Catholic today because of Catholic Answers. Folks, I guarantee if you could see those letters, hear what we hear, we would not have 14 open lines right now. But we need your help. Folks, right now, we are going to raise this $100,000. Please, you be part of the answer. Pick up the phone at 888-291-8000. We need some big givers. We need small givers. It's going to be all of us together, folks. Pick up the phone now during this break that gives you time. 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000. We're $85,765 away from being fully funded for the next 3 months. Your help, much needed. We're going to need everybody, large and small. 888-291-8000.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we do not have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four radio stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. A little bit of groovy music there for you. Tim Staples, our guest, both hours today. It's Ask Me Anything, and it's also that we're now in the last 90 minutes of our August pledge drive, where we come to you to ask you to help us. And what you're doing when you're giving is you're giving this program away for free to anyone around the world who wants to broadcast it. It is on hundreds of radio stations. It is on, I have no idea how many apps. Sometimes I'm shocked to find out, oh, we're on that app or we're on this app. We're on people's websites, local networks, in places all around the world. You make that possible. You're the ones giving it away for free, and we need your help to be fully funded. It's $100,000 we have to raise today. If we raise $100,000, this is a successful pledge drive. And that what it's going to require, we've seen it before. We have often come into the last day needing a large sums like this, and it's always the same. It's always the same calculus to become fully funded. That is, those who can make the larger gifts make the larger gifts, and those who can make the medium do the medium, and the small do the small. And you add it all up, and suddenly you're exactly where you needed to be. And so everybody's needed. 888-291-8000.
And Cy, isn't it exciting though? When we hit the 100,000, we get another 40,000.
Yes,
right?
That's right, Tim.
We get another 40,000
right
on top of that, folks. So we need those gifts now. And those big gifts, Cy, they're huge for us right now. When you're in crunch time, folks, as Cy said, we need everybody. We need the $25 one-time gift. You better believe it. Call now. And we need the $20,000 giver. We need the $10,000 giver. We need the $5,000, the $2,000, the $1,000. It's going to be all of us that make it happen.
888-291-8000. I'll tell you what. We played this little testimonial the other day, and it really made an impression on people. Here's a little something that you're making possible when you share this show all around the world. By your donation.
Recently, I was in a parish at a ministry meeting, and there was probably a good 30 people there around the table. And as you typically would do, is you would introduce yourself and tell a little bit about who you are. And of all the people that were reverts or converts to the Catholic faith, every single one of us credited Catholic Answers with the reason that we came back to the Catholic faith. So you guys are doing amazing work.
Wow.
And keep up the hard work, because you're saving souls. And for myself in particular, I really appreciate it. You took me from being a militant atheist, and now I am a life-professed lay Dominican. So
praise
thank you
God.
So much, Catholic Answers. We really appreciate everything you do.
That's Brian. And if that, I mean, it's an amazing testimony.
Beautiful.
And then at the end, he turns out to be a former militant atheist, and you're like, wow, I just turned this whole thing up.
Praise
but,
God.
You know, it's not a, that's a thing that we share.
Yeah.
That's a shared work of just thousands of people.
Yeah.
Many people who have come through this apostolate before Tim and I were here, and who will be here after we are gone. Many people who were donors years ago, and now the people who are coming in as brand new donors today.
Amen.
It's all that, but it's something that's very hard to communicate on the air. What we see, because we get to hear about it, that it makes an enormous difference. It really changes people's lives. 888-291-8000. Look, we're letting Tim Staples off the hook. He needs to talk to more people. Jacob in Michigan. Jacob, thank you for your call. Go ahead with your question for Tim.
Yeah, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, very clearly. Thank you, Jacob.
Okay. So my question is, in confession, if I've overestimated or underestimated my sins at first, but then I realize that I have less or more sins, or if I remember the exact number, do I have to reconfess the sin again? Because it seems like it wouldn't necessarily make a difference if, for example, I lied 15 times per week and then remember it was more like 30 times per week, because I'm still a serial liar. Or if I remember that the exact number was 10 times per week, or if a 500 times total became more like 700 times total.
Right.
So do I have to reconfess this sin, in what circumstances?
Right. Jacob, great question. Here's the key. You know, when you talk about the matter of the sacraments, right, we know the form of the sacrament of confession, absolvo te, right? When Father says, I absolve you of your sin in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But the matter for the sacrament is your sins. It's a repentant sinner. That's the stuff of the sacrament. That's all you need to qualify for confession. You're a Catholic and you're a sinner. Cy, go
I
to
qualify
confession.
Every day.
All right. But Jacob, when it comes to the actual confessing, when you talk about number and kind, it is only mortal sins that we have to confess number and kind, right? Venial sins, you don't technically have to confess at all. The church strongly exhorts us, encourages us to do so, because, my gosh, not only do you get immediate forgiveness, you also get sanctification or sanctifying grace that comes from the sacrament to empower you. So it's strongly encouraged, but you don't even have to confess venial sins. So obviously you don't need to confess number and kind of venial sins, right? So Yes, mortal sins, it is number and kind. And what we mean by kind is if there are circumstances that would make the sin more grave, then you confess that. If it changes, to use fancy language of Thomas Aquinas, the species of the act. But generally speaking, when you're talking about telling lies, unless it is about something large, it's got to be grave matter. Because a lot of lies, look, your wife asks you, do I look fat in this dress? And you say, no, honey, even though maybe she looks like a middle linebacker for the Green Bay Packers. Now, I'm just saying. Now I'm going to get letters.
Oh, my Lord.
All right, but anyway. No, but the point is, that is not a mortal sin. You're number one, you're saving your own life. But those sorts of things where, they used to call them like a little white lie, right? Because you're doing that in order to keep from hurting someone's feelings. That's not the stuff of mortal sin. So that's the key. When it comes to number and kind, yes, if you've committed a particular mortal sin 70 times, you need to say, I did this 70 times. That is true. But I have to think, when you're talking about lies, you have to examine those. Were you lying under oath? Certainly, grave matter. Were you lying about something very, very important that is going to affect, let's say, the company you're working at and things like that, then you're talking about mortal sin. So number and kind come into play. Something to think about, my brother. God bless you. Thanks for your call. But right now, folks, we need your help because we've got 8 open lines right now at 888-291-8000. And I have to say this, Cy. Just the last couple of days, I've been going online. I don't have time to do this all the time, but just recently I've been going on and answering. I had to respond to a particular Protestant pastor on one occasion, and I'm responding to another fellow right now who I've actually known for about 30 years. He's a pretty well-known Protestant apologist, but I'm responding to him right now. And it's amazing because these men that I've been responding to the last couple of days, these are pastors and, smart guys, and they get it wrong. They really still don't know the truth of what the Catholic Church teaches. And so we clarify. And you know what, folks? This is what leads to these pastors, and we've seen them by the thousands, folks, Protestant pastors, members of other world religions, you name it, and even some guys who were rabidly anti-Catholic are now Catholic as a result of the work we do here. How much would you pay for that, Cy Kellett? To know that we are bringing folks. I have a dear friend who was a former Calvary Chapel pastor who despised the Catholic Church, and he is now a defender of the Catholic faith because of the work we do here. Folks, how much would you give for that? There's no amount of money that can buy that. It's priceless when you see souls like this. And you watch, even these two guys that I'm talking to right now, down the road, I'm hoping and praying, we'll come on this radio broadcast a few years from now, and I'll say, remember when I was talking about those two guys? Guess what? One of them became Catholic. But folks, that's what we do here. Please, we need your help now so that we can continue this work. And I'll tell you something that I would say is even more important than that. Is day in and day out, we help form Catholics. We teach Catholics how to defend the faith. That, to me, is our core mission here at Catholic Answers, is helping Catholics be better Catholics. Why? Because they're the ones that are going to be in the cubicle next to, Bob the Baptist over here and Muhammad the Muslim over here and whoever else. And we're helping them to be able to respond and defend the Catholic faith. Folks, will you help us to be able to do that? Pick up the phone now at 888-291-8000. We need your help. We've only got 4 callers right now. We've got 15 open lines. We've actually got another open another
more
couple.
More of our colleagues are getting on the line.
That's
17
right.
Lines open now.
So now, and we have 19 people waiting to hear from you, folks, okay? Call us at 888-291-8000. We need all of us. I know there's some folks out there, you've been meaning to give, you've wanted to give. Now's the time to give, because we've got We've got our work cut out here for the last hour and 21 minutes we have left. So please, 888-291-8000. Go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Remember, there's no line. CatholicAnswersRadio.com, and you can pledge there. Or text Catholic to 24365.
Oh, it's going to, in order to be on track, it's going to take us at least $15,000 in this last 20 minutes. And I realize, I say those numbers, we know that that's a lot of money, but the electric department, they don't think it's a lot of money. They keep sending the bills. So, and I know that there are people that have that money. So I do feel confident and sanguine asking for that. But this would be a great time. Well, actually, any time would be a great time. But if you are able to make that $1,000 gift, we're going to need about 15 of those, or maybe three $5,000 gifts, or maybe $2,000 gifts in the next 20 minutes. 888-291-8000. We're on track if we can do that. 888-291-8000. I'll tell you what, I'll leave that in your hands. Thank you for your generosity. 17 lines open right now. 888-291-8000, or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Let's go to Daniel in Prattville, Louisiana. Daniel, thank you for waiting. Go ahead with your question for Tim.
That's Prattville, Alabama. Sorry, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, Prattville, Alabama. Okay. Yes, I can hear you. It would have been harder to hear you in Louisiana. I don't know why. That's just a more difficult state to hear, but go ahead.
All right. So the Virgin Mary,
yes,
she gave birth to Jesus, and Catholicism seems to hold. Mm-hmm. And bear in mind, when I say this, I'm Catholic. I'm a convert myself, and I bow to anything the Church says. Hey, this is cool to believe. You need to believe it. I'm not having any problem with it.
Sure.
I just need to resolve this in my head.
Sure.
All right. So it seems to be the general consensus that Mary did not have any pain at all during childbirth.
Correct.
Okay. All right. So I found two places in Scripture that I'm just kind of having a hard time resolving with that. I need you to help me out with that, if you don't mind.
Sure.
So the first one is Revelation 12:1, mm-hmm. And 2, sorry.
Sure.
It talks about the woman with the crown of stars and that she was pregnant and crying out with birth pangs to the agony of giving birth.
Yes.
Which, you know, this seems to be, you know, Marian typology here, mm-hmm. and the, you know, child seems to be Jesus.
Yes.
All right. Give us the other one.
And then the other one is Genesis 3:16. It's actually, yes, Eve here,
yes,
and God is telling Eve, "I will greatly increase your pangs in childbearing."
Yes.
So, which seems to insinuate that there's some at least small pain there to begin with.
All right. Okay. All right. Okay. There's two. Okay. Real quick now. There's two distinct questions here. First, that phrase, "I will increase your labor pains," does not mean there were labor pains before. That's a common misunderstanding. It's an idiomatic expression that simply means there's going to be a lot of pain, right? That's number one. I know it's popular among Christians to say increase means there's already something there. It's simply not true. It's an idiomatic expression. But number two, when you talk about Revelation chapter 12, one thing I point out, in fact, in my book, Behold Your Mother, I have a section on this, and in fact, I have more than one section on this. I have a whole appendix in the back of the book on this. Tell you what we'll do is send you out a free copy of my book. You can read it, and then we can talk about it, because I do a lot more in the book than I can do here. But one thing that I point out in the book is that there is no scripture scholar, no Protestant scripture scholar that I know of, and no Catholic scholar that I know of that adheres to the ordinary teaching of the Church. And I should note here, this is not infallible teaching that Mary didn't have labor pains. It's never been defined infallibly, but it is a general teaching of what we call the ordinary magisterium of the Church. But no theologian in either of these categories that I mentioned believes that the labor pains of Revelation 12 were caused by the head of a baby passing through the birth canal. Because you can go to all the, and I looked at many different Protestant commentaries on this, and they all believe these are spiritual pains, either the people of God, the Old Testament people of God, but they understand that these are not literal physical labor pangs. So I say, why does everybody get in a tiff when the Catholic Church says these are not literal pains caused by the head of a baby passing through the birth canal? These are spiritual pangs. And especially when you note that you have Romans chapter 8, verse 23, where St. Paul talks about how all of us labor in birth, right? Awaiting the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the redemption of our bodies. We labor, and he uses that language of the birth pangs of labor. You have the prophecy of Simeon in Luke chapter 2, verses 34 and 35, where Simeon says to the Blessed Mother that she is going to suffer, right? Spiritual pain. She would be what we call a white martyr because she was going to suffer with her son. And those sufferings begin from before she ever gives birth to Jesus Christ. And so then you also have a prophecy like Isaiah 66, verse 7. And remember, Isaiah 66, this is the same chapter that has the new covenant prophecy in verse 22 that's quoted in Revelation 21, the first couple of verses, right? A new heavens and a new earth come down from heaven. That's prophesied right here in Isaiah 66. But there's another prophecy, and it says this: hark, an uproar from the city. I'm quoting verse 6, a voice from the temple, the voice of the Lord rendering recompense to his enemies. And then there's a quotation mark. Before she was in labor, she gave birth. Before her pain came upon her, she was delivered of a son. Who has heard such a thing? Who has seen such things? Now, if that's not about the Blessed Mother, what in the world is it about? The fact is, this is in the context of prophesying the coming of the new covenant, that the prophet says, we are going to see something that has never happened before, a woman giving birth without the pangs of labor. Well, folks, guess what? You just heard the kind of responses. And by the way, we're going to send out a book to you, my brother, where I go into a lot more detail, like I said, than I have time to do right here. But folks, this is why you need to get on the phones right now and call. Because we have found here at Catholic Answers that so many times we have people who are so certain, not this caller, he was a good Catholic, he was asking questions, praise God for that, but people that are so certain the Catholic Church is wrong. And I'm one of them. I used to believe the Catholic Church was the craziest thing on this planet. How could anybody with a brain works be Catholic? And yet, I had a Catholic, his name was Sergeant Matt Dula, who shared with me, opened doors for me, gave me books to read. I began to investigate, and as a result, I am Catholic. Folks, this is what we do day in and day out. We turn people's questions that are reasons why they're not Catholic into the first step toward their full communion with the Catholic Church. But we need your help right now. We have got zero active callers right now, and we have not made, we need some serious money right now to get to where we need to go. Can you pick up the phone right now at 888-291-8000? We need big gifts, folks. We need small gifts, but we are going to need some big gifts to make our goal. Folks, can you be that $20,000 giver right now? Can you be that $10,000 giver, that $5,000 giver? Pick up the phone, 888-291-8000. Can you be that $2,000, that $1,000 giver? 888-291-8000. And folks, remember, the $25 a month givers, you are our bread and butter. Pick up that phone right now at 888-291-8000. Those one-time gifts, yes, they make a difference, folks. Don't let the devil lie to you and tell you my gift is too small. That's a lie from the devil. We need all of us together at 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You can give right there or text Catholic to 24365, but we need your help now.
Our policy here is just tell you what we need and how many times have you come through for us, and we are in need at the moment. 11 minutes till the top of the hour. We're still working on that $15,000 that we need in those, I think it was about 12 minutes when I, or maybe 13 minutes when I said we needed it. So there's 11 lines open. So if you can, I'll tell you what, 11 people who could make a $500 or $1,000 gift.
We're in there.
With the other folks who are giving right now, that will get us there. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. Tell you what, I do want to invite people to become a $10 a month monthly donors. If you haven't given before, a great time to become a $10 a month monthly donor, because at $10 a month, we'll send you this. This is the brand new, this is the newest book from Catholic Answers Press. Sola Scriptura Doesn't Work. We want to send it to you. You can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and give $10 a month, or call 888-291-8000. But you also, when you come in at the $10 a month level, you get a full year of the Hallow app premium. So I want to add that and ask you to come in at the $10 a month level. But one more thing I want to put on there. You also become, anybody who becomes a monthly donor, $10, $20, $50 a month, $100 a month, you also become a member of Society 315. You get all the things that I just mentioned. But Society 315 is an ongoing society of a few thousand people who are our closest friends, so to speak, here at the Apostolate. You get a T-shirt. You get the a magnet for the car. But you also get regular communication. And we try to do benefit things, you know, where we come to people's communities or at the events that we have, where we have special gatherings with Society 315. Could you come in at the $10 a month level? Tim and I have already said we need $15,000 in the next few minutes. Tim has been quite clear. We're going to need some of those $5,000 or $2,000 or $1,000 gifts. But I want to make sure that I'm inviting you to come in at the basic level to our most important giving society.
Amen.
Come in at $10. $20, $25, maybe even $50 a month right now, and it will go a long way towards getting us towards that $15,000 we need by the end of this hour in order to be on track. 888-291-8000. Felix is in Florida. He just pledged $35. I just want to read this one because Felix has no computer, no smartphone. He yes. just listens on terrestrial radio, and God bless the local Catholic radio networks. And that's how he gets Catholic Answers content. And he said, it's Praise such a God. Blessing. Thanks, Felix. Thanks very much for
Amen.
That. David in Texas just gave $500, and he paid the credit card fees.
Thank
Maria
you, David.
From Texas just gave $500, and she paid the fees.
Thank you, Maria.
Paula in Ohio gave $250, and she paid the fees. Thank you all. Eight lines open right now, 888-291-8000. I'll tell you what, you make those phones ring, and I'll make Tim answer questions. How about that? So that's the deal we'll have. Let's Amen. Go to, and I'm going to have to ask you, Daniel, it's Joshua in Mississippi. You got to be quick with your question if we're going to get you an answer. Go ahead, Joshua, with your question.
All right, can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Okay, I was recently watching Ghost Rider, the Nicolas Cage Ghost Rider.
Yes.
Yes.
And to my understanding of the film, or the films, both of them, he gets his powers through Mephistopheles. And there's this corrupted angel involved right. with it.
Okay.
What's the Catholic view on this
right.
on this franchise? Because it's really confusing to me.
All right.
Yeah.
I like that you hung around for the second movie, though. You didn't just watch the first one.
So that's right. Well, Joshua, the Catholic Church generally does not speak to particular movies like that. And to my knowledge, the church has not spoken to the Ghost Rider movie or series of movies. So I would have no comment on that from a magisterial perspective because the church hasn't said anything. However, having said that, I do think that we as Catholics need to be careful what we are watching and what we let our children watch, even more importantly. So that, you know, I tell you, there is, in my way of thinking, because that's all I can do is give you my opinion on this one, that the demonic influences in our movies today are so far over the top. The lack of any reference to God, it to me is one of the most disturbing things about movies. Because to me, it's the living as if God doesn't exist
yep. Yep.
that is the most demonic component, generally speaking, to our media today. And from the sound of it, now I can't speak to that movie in particular, but you know, the appeal to demonic influences or the power of ancient gods and goddesses and such. Now there's a place for fiction, you know, C.S. Lewis, J.R.R. Tolkien, they use imagery of magic and sorcerers and such. But when it's in the context of God being the ultimate authority and these being more like sort of images of angels and whatnot, spiritual principalities and powers, you know, that's not so bad at all. In fact, it can be very, very good. The problem is when there's no connection to God, there's connection to demonic forces and such like that, that's where we have problems. But God bless you. Thanks for your call. And folks, we need you to call now, even while we are on the break, at 888-291-8000.
I'll let you know when we come back right after this if we were able to stay on track and raise that $15,000 we needed to raise in the last 12 minutes of the last hour. If you can call right now and help us towards that goal, 888-291-8000. Six lines open right now, 888-291-8000. Thank you for those of you who are making those monthly pledges right now. You can do either give one time or monthly by going to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or by calling 888-291-8000. A lot to raise in just the next few minutes.